Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more.
Greetings, adventurers. It is me, Lotus of Doom, hosting the Elder Scrolls Lorecast tonight. Things are a little unusual again. Unfortunately, between me being kind of MIA occasionally now, it looks like I traded all of my sickness to robots. So now he is out of commission. Luckily, well, not for robots, but luckily for the rest of us, it's the Patreon episode. So you get to deal with me as the host, which is always a seamless experience. Luckily, I have lots of people to make the conversation fun as we do a very interesting, let's say, Hearts Day spectacular episode of the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. So going down the line, we have Rob the Princess as usual. Hey, buddy.
Howdy, howdy.
We have Fulcrum back. Hello.
Hello.
You're sounding very nice on your new mic as well.
Thanks.
We're discussing beforehand.
It's because of this box thing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much of a difference it makes.
I don't like it. I hate it.
Yeah, it's a side effect that you get the audio quality bonus, but like people don't see how annoying it is.
Yes.
We also have Hearseen. Welcome. Also, you're joining us in video form this week.
Yes, my little early 2000 digital camera.
We have Ben of Temeria. Hey, buddy.
Yo.
We have AK Spartan.
How's it going?
Excellent, excellent. Glad to have you here as well. And finally, we have Falcon with a box on.
Hey there.
Well, we have a full cast, which should make this fun. We are going to attempt to keep this as PG-13 as possible.
Was that part of the deal?
That was the efforts of me trying to keep the show to not divulge into my other show where we have to get warnings. So we're going to attempt to stay as PG-13 as possible just because we have a different listener base for this. But yeah, we are going to do, let's call it romance, marry, kill. In the Elder Scrolls universe, you can replace the word romance with another word if you would like.
And doesn't romance and marry just mean the same thing?
What's no,
the
absolutely not.
Canoodle.
Explain the difference.
Ooh, canoodle, marry, kill. Boom, done. Love it.
Snuggle, marry, kill.
So, yeah, we're going to just dive right into this, I guess metaphorically. But who would like to kind of kick off our first nominee? I think, Spartan, were you saying you had something to throw out right before we kicked things off?
I can go first. I feel like compared to what some of what we've all been talking about, I feel like mine are pretty basic, so it might be a good starting point because it's just going to get weirder. Not that there's anything
wrong
with
you mean.
But so I can go. Am I just throwing three out? Or
sure, we can. Yeah. We'll throw out our trifecta and we can discuss as they are revealed.
All right. Yeah. So I'll have three then. All of mine are going to, I kept all of mine to Skyrim just because that's kind of where I started things off. But sure. I guess, so romance, marry, kill. I had romance, Ysolda, marry, Leggett, Rikka, and then kill Astrid. Because if I don't, she's probably going to kill me.
That's fair. All right. Yeah. So I like how yours. Yeah. I wouldn't say like they're just like normal, like they're people we can work with and nothing's getting too out there. So I kind of like this as a starting point.
Leggett Rikka's got a job. You know, she's in charge of a lot of stuff. It feels like a very stable life. You know, if that's my long term partner. I mean, I don't know. I've seen
a lot of women.
And with Ysolda, a lot of the quests or the things where the interactions you can have, she kind of makes bad decisions. So it might be like a fun person to have like a drinking night with, like even if it's not like a romance thing, you could get into some antics. I think she's one of the people that gets swindled in Sanguine's quest. So
Yeah, that sounds correct, I think.
So I was trying to think of, I went super responsible, kind of irresponsible, and then I'm going to kill the murderer.
Wait, who was the third one? It was Rick
Astrid.
An Astrid.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she is pretty hot.
That's true, but you probably only get one shot at that before.
That's a joke.
I mean, you literally only get one shot.
If Astrid was in the Thieves Guild, maybe, but an assassin, I can't do it. You gotta, because like I said, if I don't get rid of her, she's probably going to get rid of me.
So murder's like a cutoff point for you, because this is going to be a hard conversation to have.
I was trying to keep it a little tamer to start off. I felt like the launching off point couldn't be like Molech Ball.
Well, yeah. So, you know what? Never mind. We'll get into that later. fine. All right. So I'll just throw it. Yeah. That actually seems like a pretty solid start point, because yeah, I actually kind of forgot about the swindler part of Zolda. Leggett is like, even if other than the stability factor, okay, somebody breaks into your house too, when you have like your own personal like bodyguard as well, which is good when you build your breeze home, because that's the only house you should have in that game, because it's the most convenient. And yeah, I understand obliterating your imminent doom with the assassin. Any other thoughts on them?
No, it sounds like a pretty legit list.
Would anyone switch up the choices?
Same.
I would switch up Ysolda and Astrid.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Is there something you have against Ysolda, or you just really like Astrid?
Astrid would probably just be more fun.
Fair. That's fair.
I think Astrid is hot.
She does seem very interesting.
Ysolda is like
reckless, but that could be interesting.
Yeah, Ysolda feels like a PG-13.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Astrid, you're gonna wake up in a cabin with a bag over your head.
So this one might be a little against, you know, everything that I stand for when it comes to Elder Scrolls.
This is going to be great.
You know how I am. But I actually agree on the Astrid.
Okay.
Wait, which opinion was Astrid?
I do opinions on flip-flopping Astrid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the original. Yeah, okay.
Because I was like, you're all for Sithis, but you're... Well, I guess that makes sense, because she was... You know, not following Sithis's ways. So
yeah, so that
actually part of it. And she tried to kill me.
So did a lot of people. That's not stopping me.
That makes it better.
But you're not supposed to kill your other guild members unless it's that. Oh my God, what is it called?
Say that to the plot of Oblivion's.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Unless it has to do with that. Then you're not supposed to touch your brothers and sisters.
Well, don't phrase it like that.
Yeah, not in this episode. Yes, you are correct.
This is not The Witcher. You can't say what you want. Because there's so many things I want to say, but I know I'm holding myself back.
All right. That's fair, and that does track. Also, that's the reason why I think the Dark Brotherhood is a. Not a great faction, because they all the time end up just spending the whole game killing each other and finding out eventually that they shouldn't have been killing each other, and that's causing all the problems. It was like, man, who would have thought making a guild over flesh crazed maniacs would result in them killing each other?
Does anyone disagree with marrying Rikka? Because I feel like that's the one that, like, she's a solid woman. I think we're all on board.
Yeah.
And it's just depending on how freaky you are is whether you're going with Ysolda or Astrid for the for the romance.
I mean, to be honest, considering the fact that I'm, you know, kind of straight, I'm not gonna
kinda. There was a kinda thrown in there.
I'm definitely I'm not really into the whole women thing, so the other two are irrelevant to me.
That's fair.
I was going to quote Pitch Perfect, but that might get us in trouble, so we'll leave it at that.
All right. Who wants, do we have anybody else with three suggestions to go? All right, Ben so, looks good to go.
Romance Astrid.
Okay.
Mary Serana.
Okay.
Hmm. And then kill Maven because I can't stand her.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, with Serana, are you going to ask her to... She's the vampire one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to...
Meaning that you physically cannot marry in Maven? Skyrim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing it out of spite because the game won't let you?
Okay, pretty much. So and she's also like the best companion to have, period.
That's true. But are you also going to ask her to make you a vampire?
No, I'm a werewolf.
Or are you going to convert her to human? Okay.
No, why would I do that?
There's
I'm a werewolf. She's a vampire. It's fine.
So you're breaking all sorts of boundaries right here.
So wait, what was the world together? It was Romeo and Maven. Juliet. Who was the third one?
Astrid. Serana.
Okay.
Serana, yeah, no, he's on the Astrid train, too.
Okay.
Also bad phrasing. This is a mess.
It's a cold friend.
That's so we can call it train, marry, or kill. Is that
no? One? Definitely not. All right, so we get some more Astrid love for the weird factor.
Man, I mean, I despise Maven probably more than any other. I have that Reddit thread favorited where it's like all of the like 37 different ways that you can ruin Maven Blackbriar's life.
Yes, I love that.
I have that Reddit thread favorited, so like I will, like I'm her number one hater, so she's always going to be the kill.
That's fair.
Astrid and Serana, like again, Astrid's interesting. So I guess that would be my one time choice. And then yeah, I always liked that Serana wasn't a love interest. I thought that was like kind of what made her appealing, is that like no, she has her own path. But sure, we can get married. Maybe it's a domestic partnership. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, there's no rules. Well, actually, we discussed there are some rules.
Have her, you know, do the whole merchant things if you once you get married, and she can protect herself because she can't technically die.
Right.
There you go.
So win-win.
Everyone can die.
On this one, I might switch because I already said Astrid for the kill. I might switch Maven and Astrid. Maven's got a lot of money. That would be a real fun night. I mean, I kind of think of it. I don't know if anybody's seen
rooms in that mansion we've not seen in game.
I don't know if anybody's seen The Office, but it reminds me of that arc where the intern goes on the kind of love vacation with Jan and comes back a totally changed person. It reminds me of that. That's what I think like a weekend with Maven would be like.
If anyone's ever had the pleasure of having a conversation with a sex worker, you'll know that rich people does not equate to good at sex. Just saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm more of just saying that. I mean, it's great food. You're going to have great wine.
Yeah, you're looking to just indulge in all the amenities.
And if she dies, you get the money, you know.
There you go.
Happens to fall in your lap.
You still
unlimited meat.
You just rob her house.
Yeah, right.
It sounds like you're just trying to sneak in a kill Mary, and that's not the game.
Well, I was gonna say, the romance thing could just be like getting like her drunk and then taking her stuff. If that's your version of romance, I mean, in this scenario, I'm not here to judge.
Self love.
We're all here to judge.
Yeah, that's the whole self love. There you go.
All right. Anybody else want to switch any of the ones that Ben threw out?
I worry about marrying Serana because I don't think she would want to commit. She definitely likes to focus on herself. So I feel like in the end, sure, y'all might get married, but there is
she defied her father.
I'll switch Astrid and Serana.
Okay, so you're gonna so you're marrying
Serana. Marrying Serana feels like we have separate beds.
Okay, all right.
That's a really good. I mean, it doesn't have to be like Ben was like, no, I will take the creative freedom and say we are going to be happy married. But I do agree with your perception of the separate beds. That's really funny.
That's good.
And then Imperials kill your wife.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's all fine.
You all mean, right. You mean my wife, the Imperial?
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say AK's wife. all right. We have. Do we have another trifecta we want to throw out? Fulcrum, all right.
I have one.
Go ahead, yeah.
Have fun with Sanguine.
Okay. This is getting weird.
I mean, it's
fitting. I mean, it tracks.
Yeah. Mary Nocturnal, a.k.a. Mommy, as per Rob. And kill, I'll just throw out Molag Ball.
Okay, well, that's hard to disagree with those three, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, they're perfect for each of those roles.
Right.
I was going to say, those domain. Ones are a bit hard to dispute because it's like, okay, it's essentially the god of being over the top about partying.
Yeah, right? The best one at partying.
Yeah.
The best one at murdering and being murdered. It would be a trade-off there.
Yeah.
And then just like the most like physically desirable one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I here's a question though. Does anybody disagree with that one? Does anybody
have no alternative
order? I could see someone freaky saying, no, I want to marry Sanguine instead, because what a choice that would be.
Yeah,
I don't think that's for me.
I mean,
I just want my life to be insane all the time.
Barnes Septa probably thought that at one point.
You're probably not wrong.
We could talk about how we completely agree with the list.
Yeah, I think that's
all
it.
Very strong points, yes.
Mine was too easy, clearly. Even though it was weird. Yeah, just, but...
You gotta hype your accurate.
You gotta try to make them challenging, like where there's all of them are something that you would want to do the same thing to, or maybe two of them.
Okay,
really
okay.
Close.
Let me change.
It doesn't have to be all
Let me change Molag Ball to somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what like you should do is more. Change Sanguine with Sher Gorath.
Yeah, I mean, some people might not want
that. Would
that.
Be great.
I was going to say, certainly be a surprise.
Okay.
Crazy night.
Okay. I've got...
You don't know if you're going to live or not.
Okay, so we've got have fun with either... Sanguine or Shea Gorath. How about that? Mary, Mommy. And and then kill either Meridia or...
Ooh, see, that's good.
Or... wait, which one? What's the other
she's
one?
She's very divisive.
Azura. Or Azura.
Well, that's, you've chosen five people.
I know, but you
I'm
know,
not sure
it's
if you're
really
familiar
hard.
With the game.
With Meridia, I'm okay killing Meridia because if I hear the hand touches the beacon for the...
The hand's touching something, all right.
10,000th
another time. Hand has touched the Lizoma.
Oh, crushed it. Oh.
I mean, like...
We got to narrow it down to three for this to work. Though.
Actually,
I would say keep about, Meridia because I think Meridia is a good choice on like getting some different opinions.
Okay, so we'll take out Azura.
Because I feel like Azura is going to be involved in some others unless I'm mistaken.
Or you could have all ladies, Nocturnal, Azura, and Meridia. That's, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's not fun for you, the straight woman, but...
Hey, listen, they're... What are the... What is that called? No, the Daedric princes.
Oh, yeah, gender is like ambiguous. They're
gender fluid, essentially.
Yeah,
they can
change.
Some of them.
They are living concepts.
Yeah,
Azura,
exactly.
I think has said like while she presents feminine almost all the time, doesn't necessarily identify
that's
as a feminine identity.
That's the thing. Exactly. Is the majority of them, it's just like you tend to see them. Some of them are presenting the same way more frequently, but it's just like they all have the ability to show up whatever's most conducive to getting what they want.
In
listen,
fact, I think,
all All I know is Nocturnal would be hot either way.
Well, I'm just saying, if Nocturnal decided to look like Hermaeus Mora and be a potato crab, we would probably have
that makes it
opinions.
Better.
Or that improves things.
I can only get so excited, Lotus.
I'm going to stay comments away because I could go really bad.
I think I'm going to keep Sanguine, though.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That makes
sense. So Meridia, Nocturnal, and Sanguine. That's a good mix.
I could see that, especially because the annoying catchphrases aside, Meridia seems like super, super, like, if you were to have a relationship with somebody like Meridia, she's cheating on you immediately because she's oh, look how useful I am. Look, we're on the same side of things. No, total dub. She's an enemy. She's been an enemy in all the games. We just don't recognize it.
This might get a little too blue for the podcast, but no, I disagree. I think she's the one to make you sit in the cuck chair while it happens.
Well, that's actually true. Oh,
probably, yeah. She, and I mean, she's got, what's his name?
Darian.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, that pretty much just doubled down on Rob's point.
Yeah. You're watching her and Darian while you're sitting in the cuck chair.
That's what I'm saying.
And Darian leaves you notes saying don't trust her.
Don't trust her. She'll cheat on you too.
Also, this is kind of my mom.
Yeah. Yeah, not great. I feel that's good. And then, yeah, if you want to bring in the annoying catchphrase, absolutely. Just immediately needs to be put down.
Yeah. Okay,
so we figured it out.
Yeah. So we figured it out. It's been resolved.
Yes.
All right. Also, for anybody who is listening, a slightly different format. We've been kind of bumping the patrons to the end. So just because it's a bit of a strange show with me kind of being last minute in charge here. We'll just give the overall shout outs and stuff next time, other than obviously the group of you who are with us. Thank you so much for being patrons. So since you're here, we appreciate you. And we'll do a more thorough readout like we usually do next episode. So never fear. I've just figured I would let people know. That's why the format's going to be a little more streamlined, where we just kind of discuss the topic tonight. Mm-hmm. But all right, back to it though. Rob, did you want to go next? It looked like you were like right behind Fulcrum with your suggestions. So
maybe mine should be held for later.
It's going to be that off the rails. Huh?
But I will say, Tom had a great one in the chat before he left.
We could do one. Do we want to do the one that Tom put in the chat?
I think
in honor
is phenomenal.
Of Tom's, I mean, Tom's face is technically in chat. Little robots.
Yeah,
hanging out.
He's here, kind of.
I think that was one
of
the greatest
robotic
prompts.
Spirit.
Yeah. So it was Grellod the Kind, Maven Blackbriar, and Nazim. All horrible, horrible choices. So let's figure out how we want to do
this. Is there a way I can just kill?
That was
just
the thing.
Done with
how
it?
Many Parse who lives?
I have a solution here. So Nazim would be my one knight because, I mean... Because
then you'll finally visit the Cloud
He's probably
district.
Packing. I don't know. True.
No, you would probably visit the Cloud District.
Yeah. He'll take me to the Cloud
At least
district
I'll feel like
all
it.
Night.
Kill
Maven, because as I've said, I am Maven's number one hater, and we're marrying Grellod the Kind because F them kids.
That, and she's also old, so she's going to die of old age anyway, so...
So, yeah, I think that's my solution.
I like what Falcon said. Marry Maven, romance, hate romance, Nazim, and kill Grellod.
It would be a hate romance, yeah. in my example, just as well. Yeah,
that's fair.
And then kill Grellod so that me and Maven can adopt a kid.
There you go.
All right. Yeah.
You really want her, like...
You can do that without killing.
Can you adopt her? I thought you had to kill her first.
Well, no, I'm just saying in like a real life scenario, you have to murder to adopt someone. You can
adopt
someone.
Wait, you don't?
Wait a minute.
I have been mistaken.
Whoa.
I have to go. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like Grellod the Kind needs to be put down. Like, there's no way around that one. Like...
a good breeze will put her down.
I know, I was gonna say
she's going out on her own anyway.
I know Father Akatosh will take care of that in a couple minutes, but still.
Father Akatosh.
But still, I don't know.
What's,
I feel like,
marry her and she somehow fell down a well somehow. I don't know what happened.
It's like the Netflix documentary, The Staircase, only with Grandma the Kind. Romance again.
All right. What I would do is I would actually romance Grinald. I would marry Maven and then I would kill Nazim. And the reason why is because Grinald is probably like that because she just hasn't been with somebody in a while.
You're doing it for the kids.
I'm doing it for the kids.
Okay, so you're trying to improve the overall existence.
Noble sacrifice.
Yeah,
that has to be done.
It wouldn't be.
Kirsten looked at Grella and said, "She's
killing her in her sleep, right?"
Pretty much.
Well,
And then marry Mavis. Just marry into the money. Maven. Don't like her really. This would be definitely a. Not a separate beds, but like separate mansions deal.
Whole different house.
Same bed across the usually city. On the couch.
Yeah, so you'll be in solitude. She stays in Riften, right? Is that how that works?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I could be, I don't know, her spy.
You know what? She would probably really appreciate that because, yeah, you're just like expanding her reach. She would probably take you up on that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And then
I hate it, get the money. But
And all the free meat I want, you know.
But there, and then you can kill her later, and just inherit everything.
Her meat sucks, though.
She only's got a couple of years left. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before somebody takes her out. But with that being said, marry her for the money, and then just stay away.
Yeah.
And then for Nazim, Nazim has nothing to offer except insults. So I mean. It's just natural that he's just going to die.
You just keep convincing me.
You don't need to sell Falcon anymore on this. He's already on board.
Already in.
All right. Yeah, I, okay. Those are.
Lotus, what order would you pick?
No, I would, I actually think I kind of, I in that situation, no, you I'm all on board with killing Grilla. You gotta go.
Man, am I alone on killing Grilla?
No.
Well, I guess someone said kill Nazim, but like everyone seems to hold like Maven well above Grilla, which is crazy to me. She's so much worse.
Sure, but Maven is like super insufferable and all, but like, again, this is a situation where like, okay, we have separate beds and I'm fine with it because I'm rich because we own the Mead Empire. So I'm going to go do my own thing. Like, I don't care. We don't need to interact.
Maven's like we systemically have a worse, marriage, whereas like Grella is like personably worse. So I guess I can see it. I don't know.
That's my theory there. And like I said, you know, I've always wanted to go to the Cloud District. So that's where we're going with me.
She would probably only make you do your husbandly duties like once every year or two.
That's true.
Anyway,
that makes it. She would make it unfun too. She might have it scheduled and,
without a doubt.
Yeah.
How can I make this into work? All right. So
I have a review for you after you were done.
Please name 5 things that you have contributed to this marriage.
Write me a 5-page essay and have it reported later.
All right. So I was, Rob, did you, by the way, thank you, Ghost of Robots. Appreciate you.
So is this finally the last one or?
Well, no, we've got Hearsene, we've got you, we've got me, I guess. I really have not.
We can do mine next if you guys want, but I don't know if you guys are ready to go to that level.
Wow.
I'm fine. Hearsene,
do you have 3 and you don't feel like they will cause emotional damage?
I do have 3 and they will cause emotional.
Okay. All right. Well, then you know what? You're getting emotionally damaged to end the show anyways, apparently. So
okay. I can go next.
All right. All right. All right.
We can do like rock, paper, scissors now that I got a camera.
If you want to go, I would prefer to go after. But if you...
Yeah, I'm more than willing to go.
Okay. All go right. ahead. Yeah.
Rob seemed the most excited about this topic, to be fair.
I know.
Rob
and then he's thrilled. Going last.
I want to.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Okay. So the three that I have. On this beautiful All Hearts Day, I have three cards displayed before me, all with different intentions, all written to three different people. None of these cards I'll read out loud because they are only for the eyes of the ones I've written to. The first one, the one I would romance. And the one I would romance is the adoring fan.
Okay.
That's a rough start.
And then the one in the middle, the one I would marry, the one I would like to share the rest of my life with. That goes to Amalexia.
Oh.
That's okay. A strong one.
All right.
And then the last one, on black paper with red ink, a more hateful passion delivered personally to the one I hate the most. And that will be Mirek for stealing all those dragon souls.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally. I didn't realize how on board I was with that until you. Yeah, no, 100%. Chef Mirek and not in the good way.
There's an online forum page called the Redwater Skooma Den, and there's like every now and then one of the girls will just post how much she wants to bone Mirek, and it's so funny. So. Just give a shout out to that because that just reminded me. I don't know how many people out there actually want to bone Mirek, but there's definitely one who wants to do it a lot.
Yep.
Well, there's one.
Man, that's a tough one because Almalexia, you want to marry Almalexia, huh? And that's, you sound She's proud to declare so. Oh.
Cold blooded murderer.
Well, not in the second era. She's by the time she kills Sotha Sil.
She was a murderer before that. I hope you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of the people on my list are murderers. Yes, I'm looking at you, adoring fan.
I would say he's confidently not a murderer.
Killing in the flights of passion.
Really?
Over the champion of the arena, the guy known for killing a lot of people.
That's like...
Oh, he would definitely kill for the champion. He would go above and beyond. He'd be like, oh, you think you're his number one fan? No, I am. And I'm going to prove it to you right now.
What is a... gosh,
this one is actually the hardest one for me to go
with.
I
have no idea. Yeah, this is a tough one. Good for you, John. I don't know.
Because... So... Man, this one is like actually like
I don't want to marry any of them.
No, because I'll be.
I figured out the word.
I think I would have to marry Amalexia. I think she's the least like insufferable.
I would switch the adoring fan and Mirek.
Okay,
that haircut know, though.
Yeah.
And actually, that applies to both. I was talking about Mirek,
but it's
but
a one-time thing. It can just be a one-time thing, and then
the adoring fan is totally a yandere. That's what I was thinking of.
With Mirek is Hermaeus.
He's so in love with you, he'll kill for you.
Oh,
or kill other.
Yeah, no, 100%.
What did you say, Falcon?
I said with Mirek is Hermaeus Morrow watching.
Oh, God.
Whatever you want.
Man. Is that mess of eyes and tentacles just, I was gonna say, you know, in the cup chair?
If that does it for you, sure.
And regardless of the answer, how many of the
potato
eyes?
Crab blush?
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen a potato crab blush?
Yeah, I think I would have to marry Amalexia, and then I guess... I think I would do a one night with Mirek, which I don't love.
Wow.
And then I would kill the adoring fan.
Okay.
I'm not happy with any of these choices, which means you did a good choice.
I was going to say, job. this one's a real struggle, but okay. So here's my thoughts on this. So I'm thinking Amalexia is probably the freakiest of the bunch, so you might as well just...
Definitely.
But the thing is...
Well, Marak. Marak's probably into some freaky
stuff. Yeah, but I mean, literally... Stuff. Okay,
he'll just shout at you.
Well, here's the thing. I mean...
Okay, Mary.
You find... you find the remnants of one of the other tribunal after they had just finished. Like, she's not... You really might want to limit your amount of time with her, just throwing that out there. So I'm thinking, like, okay, that's a scenario where it's like, okay, one night already seems like you're pushing your luck, so you might as well get the most out of it and get out of there. I'm thinking you kill Mira because he's insufferable. And here's my thoughts on marrying the Adoring Fan. He'll basically do anything you want. So you just send him on a pointless quest that gets him away from you because he's so devoted to you. And you can be married, but this dude is lost in the wilderness trying to do this inane task. And at least I don't have to deal with him.
Or what you do is say, hey, I need to go to this city as soon as he leaves. And just, you know he's gone. You move.
Yeah. Like that, but it's just like... but it would even provide him happiness knowing that it's like, I'm doing this for my husband. I'm going to be off doing this thing. It's like, yep, just this quest is unsolvable. Doesn't matter. If you find any good treasure, send it back my way.
Go find the Dwemer. Like,
don't bring it. Just send it on over.
Send it via that really creepy courier who comes up behind you, doesn't make footstep sounds. It's fine.
I'm going to approach this from a meta point, and I don't think the Adoring Fan passes the Harkness test.
Too much of a potato?
Because, so we had the conversation of what the Harkness test was before we started the episode, the Harkness test is whether or not they are safe to romance, essentially. Do they have a human intelligence or greater? Can they talk or otherwise communicate language? And is it a mature age of their species? The last two, yes, I believe so. But I don't... The Adoring Fan is so, like... oblivious and ignorant. I can't confidently say they have an intelligence.
Like I said, he's a yandere. He doesn't care or only has anyone eyes for you.
Lotus, one of your viewers said, send him to go get blinker fluid.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful. Excellent work, Luki.
Blinker fluid for my carriage.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ooh, that's a good point.
He's
as well,
like, what chat. Is that?
Marak is so arrogant he would neglect your needs. That's true. This isn't going to be a pleasurable time.
Also, just because they're with us, shout out to Skyrimatic Podcast. They have been around since, well, they're like, actually, I think they're... Last I remember, I believe they were actually around even before us at Tales. They are literally like a couple. I think they're the oldest Elder Scrolls podcast.
I was just saying, I remember when I looked for podcasts to listen to, I remember only finding Skyrim Addict and Tales. Those are the only two I could find.
And I think they actually have us by a couple, like, I think it might be like a couple months or a month before us. 1985, exactly. All right, so I feel like they have enough intelligence to pass this test. And again, I'm not looking for anything romancy. Like, look, we can be married and they can just be off. Personally, I like the blinker fluid idea. They can just just be off doing their thing and I can enjoy my life where they're far away from me. All right, Falcon, did you want to tag in so that we can let Rob go with the finale?
Yeah, we'll let him go last.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Marry one of the ideal masters,
ooh,
romance Augur of Dunlane, and kill Hermaeus Mora.
Aw.
Oh, poor Hermaeus Mora. He's harmless.
Gonna turn him into French fries and crab dip. I don't know what else you do with it.
Hmm.
So, all right, I gotta. Okay. So, what reasoning behind them, because I'm super interested in the first two.
So marry the ideal master, because I don't want to live in Apocrypha or the Midden.
That's fair.
So sound like terrible choices.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
What's the Midden?
It's the Midden. The Midden is like the established city portion. Like, it's the established area of Apocrypha.
Okay.
Midden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where
that was a
Augur of Dunlight lore knowledge.
Yeah, there's a
the one under College of Winterhold.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually even that. Oh, they share the same name, unless I just got that wrong. Yeah, so the thing under the
College of Winterhold. Oh, so you're just saying, like, that's the lair in which he remains.
So,
yeah,
because he would be in there, yeah.
I don't think, I guess Remaeus Mora can move. I don't think the other two can really leave where they are.
You can be married to the Augur Dunlane and not live in that dark, creepy lair.
That is
you
true.
Can just visit, you know. Because I would say I would marry Augur of Dunlane because he's got stories to tell. Kill the masters if that was possible. And then screw Remaeus Mora because those tentacles, baby.
Another one of your listeners said two middens, one for each hand.
Nice. Nice.
Also, I mean, viewers, sorry.
It is kind of funny that why I got confused by that. Cypher's Midden is the realm of Apocrypha that I was talking about, and I forgot there's the Midden under the college as well. There's literally two middens. Yeah, and that's why I was like, oh yeah, I
one
guess it
for
does.
Each.
So there really are two middens, one for each hand. Thank you, yes. Very topical.
Yeah, does anyone have any other choices for Herma, Masters, and the Augur?
Here's the problem. As much as Remaeus Mora is my favorite, get out of here with the potato crab. Like, what are you supposed to do with that? I feel like that wouldn't pass that test.
Okay, what if he's just in that more formless, slimy
tentacle? Yeah, the tentacles and eyes.
Okay, so he's like a swimming pool that's looking at me? That's not better?
Yeah, you don't want to take a dive in that?
I mean, none of these are humanoid at all.
I don't know if this is the hang-up.
That's a very good point.
Like single one is humanoid, so I don't know why that's the hang-up.
I guess that is more valid.
I didn't catch that.
That is valid. None of these technically.
They're all
valid.
Like ominous orbs or something.
I would definitely probably marry Remaeus Mora.
Okay, yeah, just, you know.
Access to all the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that.
I'll go insane, but like, what do I care at that point?
Yeah, okay. You know what? I feel is the most logical choice. So when we were talking about these being inanimate object things, I mean, like,
which orb would you ponder?
Well, so here's the thing. The ideal masters are more of like, it's like a diamond. Yeah. So, I mean, acupuncture feels pretty good. Can you like poke yourself on the shoulder with it and like relieve pressure? Like relieving stress is pretty enjoyable. Maybe we have a night with an ideal master just to feel better.
Just like a back rub.
Yeah, just like a back rub.
you know,
like those little like foot pads, you just lay on the floor and roll your foot on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I'm thinking is like one of those.
You'll feel
like
better
the foam rollers with
you
like
give away
point.
All of your emotion, and you're like, yes, now there's only happiness because I feel nothing else.
I was gonna say what's the quote from Battle Spiral? They'll bathe me in the mana beams, which is just like cool. So you're gonna just peel off my skin. That's great.
Oh my god, Tom just said, oh yes, you can be my ideal master. Master.
Our show's revoked.
Your show is revoked.
Without Battlespire, do the ideal masters pass the Harkness test, though?
I mean, well, that... Without Battlespire...
Because the communication is one of them. Can you talk to them and... stuff outside of that?
There's even in the DLC in Skyrim, they are at least talked about having like conversations and deals with other people. So whether you had an interact, I can't remember if you do interact with them directly or not.
I don't think you do.
But like that at least comes up that they do know how to converse with people.
Right.
And they are immortal, so they are past the age of consent.
Yes.
Tom's not even here, and he's making his show explicit.
You're gonna put that soul gem where?
Yeah, you're gonna put that soul gem where? Thanks, robots. I was gonna say robots from the peanut gallery from recording because he can't
get out of here, Tom.
You're supposed to be resting.
I was gonna say he's resting his voice, but not his typing fingers. Yeah, that's actually like a surprisingly tricky one because that. Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of infinite knowledge as well. That's Daniel Master, no, my fingers. I feel like robots is spicier when he's not on the mic.
Right?
It just makes me so sad. You can kill him, Amaeus Mora. He's just being a potato.
I'd boink him.
Oh my god.
Well, all right. Yeah. I don't know. That's better.
Yes. Yes.
His knowledge of, you know, like every I guess type. So.
All the knowledge and stuff.
Yeah. Frankly, I would just marry a Hermaeus Mora. It doesn't even have to be like a romantic thing.
Yeah. I was
like,
going to say just.
Yeah. That's what I said. Well, I'll just marry him for the books.
Hermaeus seems like a bit of a sketchy guy to be in like a long term thing with. He's not completely trustworthy. Whereas, like, the Augur of Dunlane seems like a genuinely, like, interesting person and not necessarily super trustworthy, but not distrustworthy either, you know? Whereas, like, Hermaeus Mora will turn his back on you, wherever that is.
He'll just turn in general. Eventually, he'll reach the back. Also phrasing.
Yaz said something. What is the line about shaking a soul gem and listening to the screams from inside?
Oh.
I don't know if that's from Hermaeus Mora or the Ideal Masters.
On the outside.
I see.
Yeah, that's... does anyone have any other lasting comments on this?
I feel like I wish I could rewind some time on that one, actually.
I love this one. This one might have beaten mine, unfortunately. Maybe I put too much stake in mine.
This one was pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready for my choice?
Bring us home, Rob.
I don't want to get the hopes too high, but because I technically did just kind of choose a category, and the first three that apply to that category are the ones that win here. So I said that I was going to look up the ESO dungeon bosses, and so I was like, okay, let's just go with the first three dungeons you encounter in the game. So we got the boss for the Banished Cells in ESO, High Kin Lord Rillus.
Oh god,
which is the most tame of all of these, but he's probably the worst.
He's obnoxious.
He is like the most repellent person you could imagine, but he is the only person that I'm going to name here. We have the Whisperer from Spindle Clutch.
Ooh.
Which is a giant spider Daedra.
Also, Yaz is all about Rillus in chat. He's hyper snarky. So.
And then we have Krog, the Dreg King from Fungal Grotto.
Wait, what was the second one?
The Whisperer from Spindle Clutch.
Okay.
She's a giant spider Daedra. She's
a giant spider lady. Yeah.
Can you type those out for Falcon?
Yeah, I know nothing about ESO.
Yeah, these are very ESO specific.
Yeah. Here, I will put links in the Zoom chat for
that works.
You just click on them.
Thank you.
And my specific choice is going to have to be Krog is going to be my one knight because that man looks like he can reach me in all the right places with all those appendages. And the Whisperer would be my Mary because she will be whispering me sweet nothings for the rest of my life, no matter how long that may be.
No matter how long that may be.
And Rillus can die because Rillus is the most obnoxious, and I freaking hate him.
I don't like this at all. No. I'd just rather kill all of them. And
I didn't pick these because I thought they were great choices. I just thought dungeon bosses, let's pick the first three base dungeons of the game. And these happened to be the ones, and I thought that worked out pretty well.
God,
I have no opinion.
Silence is deafening here.
Yeah, I have no opinion.
So no,
you got to have an opinion, Fulcrum.
Does the dreg guy count?
He passes the Harkness test. Dreg are sentient species. They have societies. Well, yeah, cities underneath.
They
did,
yeah, they've kind of degraded from their kingdom. But you're right. All right. Gross, but all right.
And he is the king. That would imply a society of some sort.
Or just right. be, you know,
or
you
like species say, name,
like,
but it's
right. some like species instinct.
Dwarf fan doesn't.
Yeah, he's not named the king because of like a species thing. He is societally a king. He's
right,
not,
right, right.
He's not a king because he's like the biggest species or something.
Okay, here's my take. Kill Rillus. One night, Dreg King, marry the spider lady.
See, you perfectly agree with my thoughts. We're on the same page. You're a freak like me.
You're listening to the whispers.
Yep. There you go.
How does it feel to be on my side?
Oh, man, these are so gross.
Now you know how I feel when Toasty throws monsters at me when we do this stuff. It's terrible.
Ben, what's your choices here?
I'm gonna have to go with yours and Fulcrum's. Like, there's yeah! There's literally
I'm
no
making everyone
good
kill the only humanoid.
This.
I love this.
There's just no good answer to this at all. Like,
okay,
I'm sorry.
So the reason I chose to marry the spider one is because, and I know this isn't necessarily true, but I just associate all of the spidery Daedra with Mephala, and I
this
was
one is directly
Mephala.
Related to Mephala. Yeah. She is the Spindle Clutch ends up tying into Mephala a lot.
Yeah,
okay,
with the Mephala cult. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah. I would marry Mephala, so.
And Mephala, they practice in all of the arts. All of
yep.
them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yep, sure do.
And they're anything like the Daedra spiders from Battlespire.
Cool. They sure are. And plus, right. She could also put on like a good shadow puppet show.
yeah, I can't, like, dispute any of this is what bothers me more.
I will marry Rillus.
Ooh, okay. We got a differing path.
Canoodle the Whisperer and kill the Dreg King.
You gonna kill my boy Krog?
Yeah, I think he'd make good armor.
Oh, yeah, almost certainly.
I think he is morally. I think he's the only one who is like the most neutral or not.
Yeah,
evil.
But in PvP, I definitely wore his face as a helmet in game quite a bit.
Because in the lore, I think like he's literally just like minding his own business, and you break into a cave that's being broken into already, and like you guys are clashing, and he's like, "Why are you guys in my house?" And that's his whole lore. Is he's just like a neutral place?
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
His own
your action. Are we the bad guys now?
Yeah.
All right.
I think how I would do this is I would one night Riz Rillus. Okay.
Okay.
I would marry the Drog King.
Okay.
And then I would kill the spider. And the
I'm
reason
going to be
why,
married into royalty, I'm guessing.
Yeah, pretty much get all Fair. The like, shinies and treasures that they find
yeah,
all right. in the sea.
Yeah.
Kill the spider because I get the feeling that she'd probably just eat my head, you know, like a Black Widow or something.
Yeah, but I'm hoping after, not before.
I mean, I'm definitely an after, I would assume, but I'm gonna just avoid that in general. And then I guess the only other option is to romance Rillus which I don't know anything about him. So
Rillus the Rizmaster, as they call
him.
He's
just very Rizless. Smart. Yeah, he's
so he was part of a religious cult of aliens, I think.
Yes,
that were there to protect this entry point where Daedra were coming through, and he ends up selling out his entire team, his close like brothers and sisters in arms, and sells them all out to the Daedra so that he can attain immortality and great Daedric power. And then he like gets defeated, but then comes back because he was so powerful and he had a gotcha point. He's like, I knew you were going to do that, so I did this instead. And he's like a JoJo villain. And but he's just insufferable and monologues way too much.
That's okay. Fair.
So, so essentially any like anime antagonist.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right.
But yeah, I figured burying the Jaw King is simple enough. I just walk away. It's a giant crab. I could go live my life and they wouldn't feel betrayed. A giant crab person. And I have nothing against it. It's just a crab guy.
Yeah, the choice on the Dread King is I can respect that. I'm surprised you chose Rillus over the spider Daedra, but I get it.
Well, I don't want to be like get my head eaten.
So that was uncomfortable. And I originally said, you know, I figured we'd see how much time we had, and we're just about at time, but I figured I can chime in and make it super awkward before we leave with my trifecta. So the ones that I've chosen, if anybody needs descriptions, it's easy enough. The first one might be the only one that I think might be kind of lost anybody who, because it's an ESO character, the others are not. But I actually am listing as my first choice for who I will be canoodling will be Divoth Fear.
Oh no, that's where you're starting?
Oh goodness.
Jesus.
Then we're gonna marry Vermina.
Already?
Yep. And okay. Then above all else, the only person in the series who is the most insufferable and I need to kill is the character called Narciss Dren, which is the adventurer.
He's the Dark Brotherhood, right?
No, he is the adventurer. Oh. He's a recurring character who wears my glass armor in game and is the most insufferable character in the entire series.
He's like the repeat character who, no matter when you encounter, he's doing something to piss someone off.
He's like the blundering oaf character, but then when something succeeds, goes off, takes all the credit, and gives you nothing.
He's like Vannis Galarian, but also not smart.
Yeah, no, and he's a buffoon who you keep getting him bailed out of situations, and as a result, he gets more popular and makes all the stuff while you go unbenefited. Yeah. So like those are who I'm going for.
Vannis Galarian is equally insufferable, but has a redeeming quality of like, this guy's a brilliant mind. Yeah. And Narciss Dren is all of Vannis Galarian without any redeeming qualities.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my order. So my order again is Divoth Fear, as disgusting as that is.
Jesus Christ.
Look, if it's only one night, you might as well get weird. And then we have Vermina, which is, for anybody who doesn't know, the Daedric Prince of Nightmares. So I figure it'll make your life spicy.
Get it.
Until
get
you
it.
Probably have some type of mental breakdown. And then finally, Narciss Dren's got to go. So, thoughts?
I agree with all of the above.
I don't think Divoth here would be interested in you since you're not his clone daughter.
Yeah, but you have 9 people at your disposal.
Did
like a
he
package
have,
deal.
Did he have the clones in ESO?
No, that was before he kind of went off the deep end.
Yeah. He's
okay, so I mean,
I guess
he
I didn't specify time
normal.
Period. He's just a disgusting
which also character. I was going to say I was going to describe him as a narcissist, but ironically, Narciss Dren is named Narciss Dren because he is a play on words of a narcissist. So correct. You chose 2 narcissists and the god of nightmares.
Yeah. Yep. It's that's my order. Yeah.
Jesus.
Jeez.
I'm gonna need a minute.
marry Vermina, and I don't care about the rest. I need that.
I think that's where I'm starting. I'm going to try to get more specific, but oh man.
Yeah, I was just amazed Divoth Fear didn't come up because he's so repulsive overall. Just with his like mentality.
I think I'm going to have to.
Actually like him in ESO.
No, like yes, before he goes completely off the rails.
Lotus, yeah. I think I'm gonna have to go with your original choices, and I hate it.
Okay,
I hate it so much.
Good. I want to ruin
big,
things too.
Scary, weird looking monsters. I can joke about screwing them all day, but you throw a narcissist in front of me, and it's just not funny anymore.
Especially when you get a pair of them.
So I feel like I could switch. I could go either way on Divoth Fear or was it Vermina?
Yeah, Vermina.
Yeah.
But stipulation, it has to be before Divoth Fear got all weird.
I don't think you get that choice.
After is Mary.
After is Mary. The later in the timeline, the more appealing. Yeah.
if it's before his weirdness, I can handle it. After, I might have to just kill him.
Again, it's like Vannis Glaren is same. He's a narcissist, and then Divoth Fear is a huge narcissist, but is on the opposite side of the Vannis Glaren scale as Narcissus Drenn. So Vannis Glaren is right in the center. Narcissus Drenn's on the horrible bottom end of that scale, where he has no redeeming qualities. Divoth Fear has more redeeming qualities than a Vannis Glaren, at least,
but also more repulsive.
But
qualities.
Exactly. But he's also way more repulsive ones. But at least he is like a hero of the world time and time again.
But his extremes are the most extreme.
Yeah. Good God.
Uh-huh.
I also love Vannis Glaren. I don't know what this says about me. Maybe that's why I have the podcast that I have.
Well, I was going to say, I hope everybody enjoyed that. And actually, that was a pretty good segue. We'll be actually segueing in. I hope everybody had fun with that disaster of a discussion. thank you all for joining. And before we do our kind of outros, where you can all talk about any of the projects you're doing, because I know a lot of you have different projects. The only thing I wanted to do so that we don't forget, because we're going to do two next episode, because we actually missed a random page last show. So I'm just going to throw it in before I forget right now. And then
wait, you could do three and we can do a final one with three pages, even if they're inanimate objects.
I love this. You know what?
That's a good one.
This is really good. All right. This is enjoy.
You do have to pass the Harkness test, but
okay. Well, the first one we have is Ruddy.
Unless it's an object, because it's funny.
Ruddy Fang Briggins. So that's a person. Really straightforward. they're Khajiit Ravagers who can be found in. Oh God, it's a Dwemer ruin. Nchunkast.
I want them to ravage my Dwemer ruin.
Oh God.
That's a shame. All right, so that's our first one. The second random page is the Gold Coast. So you're doing the whole Gold Coast.
Jesus.
I would marry the Gold Coast.
What a spring break.
The land.
That's a nice retirement plan.
This is, you know what? We're just Dwarven Relics. You can piece that one together yourself.
Wait, so I have to kill one of these. Hold on.
As long as the Dwarven Relic has a flared base.
Yeah, I was going to say, just use your imagination.
I'm very uncomfortable and confused now.
So, I mean, this seems pretty straightforward to me.
I like to think the Dwarven Relics have like the trapped Dwarven souls in them, so they still can consent.
Wow, that got way darker though at the same time.
Because they are
getting darker for them too. Yeah.
So Falcon, for me, you're on a roll. God, this is so So awful. And this is how the show got canceled.
This is how it goes explicit.
So, no show next week. It is canceled.
So for me, obviously, you're going to canoodle the Gold Coast because there's so many possibilities, I guess. And then we can, I guess we can just marry this dwarven relic because, I mean, it's just there for your amusement whenever you need it. And I don't like this whole ruddy bandit thing. That we can get rid of them.
Yeah,
they gotta go.
I agree.
Yeah,
on that one,
I,
at
I
least.
I agree on all
just
of that.
Just because they're Khajiit. Wow.
What?
I'm gonna one night the Ravagers because that sounds like a crazy time. And then we're gonna kill the relics.
I was gonna say, why'd you kill the Gold Coast? Just all of it.
And then we're gonna marry the Gold Coast for a retirement.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, realistically, I would probably want to marry the Gold Coast just because it sounds like a good, like, just a good time, you know? Yeah,
all right.
Alessia and I could just go there. let's see. I guess kill the bandits. You know, there's always more. Plenty of bandits out in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then I guess that would be romance or whatever that means for Twimmer artifacts.
We know exactly what it means, right?
That explosive satchel would be looking good.
One time use.
Single use Twimmer artifacts.
Oh.
All right. Well, that was a horrible way to end that.
What a way to go out.
Anyway,
yes, it got weird at the end.
Yeah, that's where it got weird. It was totally normal up to that point.
Yes. It
totally ruined the super normal podcast episode.
So we will give everybody a chance to give themselves a little plug. Thank you all again for being here. Appreciate you. Rob, what have you been up to? Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Blue Sky, I guess. I'm not doing a whole lot anywhere, but I am still on the Discord server. I am still legally a guild officer for the PC guild on ESO, mm-hmm. even though I haven't logged in months.
Nope, can't escape.
And don't forget to check out the Sky Oblivion project, and I'm going to find a way to sneak Namira into the next time we do this. And that's it for me.
Fulcrum, you've been up to some interesting stuff that I'm hoping to be able to join you for pretty soon. What new projects have you been doing since last we chatted?
Yes, so I've got my podcast, Dark Character Profiler. It's where I do a psychological analysis on basically villains. We go through their background, the evidence, their personalities, and then I do a final analysis on what psychological disorders might apply to that character based on the DSM-5. My next episode comes out on Tuesday.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. And she's not a villain because she's Jan Levinson from The Office. But I figured I'd do her because she's crazy. So it'll be interesting. The one after that, I'll have a poll for to see what everybody thinks. And that is going to be Buffalo Bill from Sons of the Lambs.
Woof.
Yep. And you and I, Lotus, need to coordinate so that we can do an Elder Scrolls episode because I'm saving them just for you.
I appreciate that. We will absolutely make something happen. So yeah, I've actually just started checking out the show once you told me about it, and I'm excited to find a spot where I'll be able to join too. So awesome. It should be a lot of fun. Here, scene. How about you, buddy?
I have not been up to much lately. Let's see. I got a wizard college I'm going this weekend, so I'm excited about that.
That sounds interesting.
Yep. There's a wizard college here in Texas. But more like Elder Scrolls related, I'm slowly plotting my trip to the Elder Scrolls Tavern in July again.
Oh, nice.
I had so much fun going to the tavern last year that I definitely want to try to go this year again. There is one little issue, though. There's a huge concert happening in Birmingham, I believe, like the week prior to the tavern, and I really want to go to that as well.
Just have to plan an entire week. That's all.
Pretty much.
How much could that possibly cost?
Yeah, right. Fly from Texas all the way to like England, then from there to Germany, then from Germany all the way back to Texas. Yeah,
right. While all not making money from being at work because you're just having fun in Europe the whole time. Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. But that's a summer issue. That's not a right now issue.
And Ben, what aren't you up to? Tell us about all of your projects.
Oh, you know, I do too much. So, you know, I'm a host of a plethora of shows: Holocron History, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Mobile Suit Gundam Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast. I do
one
way
or two
too much.
Shows.
Just a couple, you know, just here and there. And I also, you know, recently started getting into voice acting, so been steadily doing auditions. I might have gotten a part recently, so
nice.
It's for something unpaid, but still getting something out there and whatnot. And stay tuned for Gundam, because I actually have a guest coming on to the show in April. So stay tuned for that, a voice actor who is in the anime world of voice acting. So that's super exciting. I see Fulcrum has a question.
I do. Are you excited about the translation release for the new Witcher book that comes out in September?
Absolutely, and I did not know it was September, unless Toasty just posted that in the Discord, probably. Got a ping for that.
Came out. It's coming in September. I saw a notification for it, and I'm excited.
Yeah, we have some words about it, because it kind of, like, throws off some of the, like, continuity of Geralt's age. Because we actually finally have his, like, legitimate age now, because in the book takes place where he's 18, so now we can actually physically tell, like, how old he is, and by the end of the saga he's only in his 60s. So in the games they show, like, tell him, oh, you're almost a century. It's like, technically 40 more years.
Well, but in the games they take place after.
Yeah, but not much after. It's only like about 5 to 10 years. I can't remember exact timeline, but it's not too much longer. But anyway, enough of that.
Sorry, tangent.
No worries. And Falcon, what have you been up to? I know you usually kind of just hang out with us and chill in the Discord, but where can people find you?
Yeah, pretty much just the Discord's where I'm most active online. My name on everything is Falcon with a box on, so... Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm actually
AK Spartan was here as well.
I was gonna say, I was actually just gonna do a quick shout out to AK Spartan, since he had to leave. Also, I'm losing my voice. But check out his show, The Elden Archives, which are it's basically a what's called it's a From Soft Lorecast, but again, the focus originally was on Elden Ring, and it's another show on the Robots Radio Network. Very well done. And, you know, just don't want to have that get overlooked, because it's one of the many shows that I try to listen to in my free time, along with all of Ben's stuff, which is a lot of my feed. And now Fulcrum. So.
Wait, and, hold on. I have one thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, go for it.
If you're still shouting him out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I almost forgot. You can find my podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, like all of the things, but that's besides the point. And then I do have a Discord channel for it, so if anybody wants to join it, just send me a message and I'll send you a link.
There you go.
Yeah.
And as for me, I'm just Lotus of Doom wherever. Blue Sky. I don't really use Twitter anymore because it's a trash fire, even though I enjoyed it for a long time. Mainly it's a trash fire because it's just, well, it's mostly bots now, which is the worst. So I'm usually on Blue Sky if I'm using social media. Also, if I'm not here with Tom on the Elder Scrolls Lorecast or with all of you, I'm also doing Tales of Tamriel, presented by the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. And we actually just finished our spoiler cast last week on the Gold Road chapter. It's very ESO-centric, so just keep that in mind for this most recent episode, where we kind of discuss the way that they're ending chapters as a way of releasing content and went really, really big into story stuff. So if you are interested in the story to the Elder Scrolls Online, even if the gameplay is not your thing, then you don't care about spoilers. The last episode, we had TES Benefactor and Avron Doodles join and had a nice long discussion about how we felt a lot of the lore was discussed and created and where we think the series will go storyline-wise until we get an Elder Scrolls 6. But other than that, you know, hope Tom feels better, and I hope everybody enjoyed this ridiculous Patreon chat, and we will see you all again next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games, lore, stories, community. Just press play.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.